我们请会众保持站立。
Please remain standing.
我们一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
今天是你的安息圣日。
Today is your holy Sabbath day.
是你所祝福、所祝圣的日子。
So it's a day that is blessed by you and sanctified by you.
今天我们能够来到你的面前来学习圣经里面的话语，这是你所赐给我们的福分。
So today we're able to come in front of you to learn the words in the Bible. This is a blessing you have for us.
主啊，我们知道你是那创造天地海宇宙万物的真神。
Oh Lord, we know you are the true God that created the heavens and the earth and all things in it.
你不只是全能创造的真神，更是我们人类的救主。
Not only you are the Almighty Creator, you are also the Savior of all mankind.
你亲自来到了世上，为了我们的罪，钉死在十字架上。
You came to this world and was crucified on the cross for our sins.
你所流出的宝血成为了我们赦罪的泉源。
And your precious blood that you shed becomes the source that forgives our sins.
你的救恩借着教会来阐明。
And your salvation was expressed through the church.
就好像在五旬节的时候。
Just like on the Pentecost.
你升到天上，把圣灵赐了下来。
You ascend into heaven and you bring down the Holy Spirit.
建立了当时候的使徒教会。
And you established the apostolic churches.
当时候的使徒们，彼得、约翰、雅各，他们得着了圣灵。
And the apostles, Peter, John, they all received the Holy Spirit.
他们讲出了方言，称赞神为大。
And they spoke in tongue and they praised the Lord as great.
他们勇敢地向人做见证。
And they preach boldly to all.
原来这个讲方言就是圣灵降临、神的灵降临的明证。
So that speaking in tongue is a proof of the descent of the Holy Spirit.
当时候相信的人，相信耶稣基督你的名的人，就受了洗。
And all those who believe in the name of Lord Jesus at that time were all baptized.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
在这末后的世代。
At this end time,
你的恩典，你的圣灵再次的临到我们。
Your grace and your Holy Spirit had come upon us.
建立了真教会。
And you established the true church.
也是以圣灵讲方得圣灵讲方言为明证。
And having this Holy Spirit and speaking in tongue, you gave us this proof.
跟当时候使徒们得到圣灵的景象是完全一样的。
It's exactly the same as what was seen when the apostles received the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的带领。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
将真道阐明出来。
So that you express the real truth.
借着圣灵的带领。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够进入到真理里面。
We're able to enter into the truth.
主耶稣，我们将今天这一节的布道聚会交托在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we put the sermon into your hand today.
我们祈求你圣灵亲自的带领我们来到你面前的每一位。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to guide all of us who came in front of you today.
打开我们心灵的眼睛。
So that you can open our spiritual eyes.
让我们能够看到你美好的真道。
So that we can see your wonderful truth.
让我们能够明白生命之道。
So that we can understand the truth of life.
让我们能够相信这条得救的道路。
So that we can believe in this path of salvation.
但愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给天上你的圣名。
And may all glory and praise be unto your holy name.
平安喜乐归给每一位今天来到你面前的人。
And peace and joy be unto all of us who are here at the chapel today.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
我们请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再次的欢迎各位亲爱的长辈、弟兄姐妹、朋友们来到真耶稣教会。
We again welcome all our senior members and our brothers and sisters and our friends to come to True Jesus Church.
这一次是我们的春季的灵恩布道大会。
So today is still one of the days of our spring evangelical service.
这一节是第四节，也是最后一节的布道聚会。
And so this is the fourth session of the evangelical service.
我们继续请杨志豪传道来为我们证道。
We continue to invite preacher Timothy Young to give a sermon.
哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I give sermon.
早上我们要把最后一节走出人生的困局做一个结论。
So this morning, we would like to give conclusion to this series of topic, getting out of life's predicament.
第一个晚上我们讲到人生的困局就是虚空。
Last night, we talked about one of the predicament of life is vanity.
除非你人生有找到真神，有找到真的信仰。
Unless in your life, you find a true God and you find true faith.
不然物质，一切的物质没有办法填满你的心。
Otherwise, none of the materials of this world can fill your heart.
第二个晚上，我们讲到人生另外一个困局，就是罪恶的捆锁。
And the second night, we talk about the second predicament of life is to be ensnared by sin.
也许我们没有经过监牢，我们是守法的公民。
Maybe we have not never been in jail and we follow the law.
但是我们没有按照神的旨意去生活。
But we did not live our life according to the will of God.
我们生命当中有很多自己改变不了的个性跟软弱。
And in our lives, there are many personalities and weaknesses of ourselves that we cannot change.
因为我们被罪捆绑。
Because we're ensnared by sin.
第三个晚上，我们讲到人生的困局要突破，就是要进入神的救恩。
And the third night we talk about in order to break through this predicament of life is to enter the salvation of God.
透过相信耶稣基督。
Then through believing in Jesus Christ.
透过他的宝血。
And through his precious blood.
我们才可以把罪的捆绑挣脱了。
That we're able to escape this ensnare of sin.
那问题是要怎么样得到这个救恩？
So the question is, how do we receive this salvation?
就是今天的主题。
And this is the topic for today.
就是我们要进入得救的真教会。
That is that we must enter the true church that has salvation.
那我们听到一个问题，有人说，我真的要去教会才能够得救吗？
So we have heard this question, do I really have to come to church to be saved?
我不能自己心里相信耶稣，天天在家里读圣经祷告。
Can I just not believe in the Lord Jesus in my heart and pray and listen to sermon at home?
自己跟神建立关系就好了。
And I just establish this relationship with God myself.
一定要去教会吗？
Do I have to come to church?
教会不是人的团体吗？
Isn't this just a group of men?
这是人的观念。
And so these kind of concepts.
但是我们看圣经怎么说。
But let's refer to the Bible to see what the Bible says.
约翰福音十五章第一节。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 1.
约翰十五章的第一节。
Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 1.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read all out together.
一二三，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。第二节，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。这里主耶稣做一个宣告。
So here, Lord Jesus proclaimed.
我是真的葡萄树。
He said, I am the true vine.
那你们呢？这些信徒呢？就是枝子。
And you, the members, you are the branches of the vine.
好，那枝子可不可以不结在葡萄树上面自己活呢？
Can the branch survive on its own without being connected to the vine?
如果可以，那你也不用去教会。
If it can, then you do not need to come to church.
你的手脚如果砍掉了，还可不可以自己存活呢？
If you cut off your arms and your legs, can they live on their own?
那如果可以，那你也不用去教会。
If they can, then there's no need for you to come to the church.
但是答案是否定的。
But the answer is no.
枝子一脱离葡萄树，它就会慢慢枯干了。
Once the branch leaves the vine, it will wither on its own.
因为它跟生命的源头就断了。
Because it is disconnected from the source of life.
所以主耶稣说，你一定要接在这个真葡萄树上面。
So Lord Jesus said, you must be connected to this true vine.
耶稣本身就是真的葡萄树。
Because Lord Jesus Himself is the true vine.
他不单只说我是葡萄树啊，还说我是真的葡萄树。
Not only He said I am a vine, He says I am the true vine.
代表是属灵的。
That means this is spiritual.
是神拣选的。
It is elected by God.
也是只有一棵这样的葡萄树。
And there's only one of this kind of vine.
所以得救一定要透过教会。
So to be saved, it must be through a church.
这是圣经里面使徒还有耶稣基督他们所讲的确实的观念。
And so this is a true and concrete concept that was preached by Lord Jesus and the apostles.
Next slide. 说什么叫教会呢？
So what is church?
其实教会跟教堂有点不太一样。
Actually, church and chapel are different.
你想说，哦，去教会，哦，就是来这里啊。
So you think about coming to church, you think you're coming here.
这个建筑物长得像教会，也是有教会的招牌。
And this building looks like a chapel, and it also has a sign that it's a church.
其实教会跟教堂是有分别的。
But actually, church and chapel, there is differences.
教堂是个建筑物。
And the chapel is a building.
但是教会却是指着神所拣选得救的那些人。
But church is referring to those people who are elected by God to be saved.
下一页原文是说教会这个字呢，它也有两个字来组成的。
And so in the original Greek word, that this word church is composed of two words together.
第一个就是叫，呼叫。
So the first word is calling.
第二个就是出来。
And the second word is coming out.
这两个字就组成教会希腊文原文那个字。
So in Greek, these two words has come together and form the word church.
那谁呼叫你呢？
So who is calling you?
是神在呼叫你。
It is God who's calling you.
那如果你愿意出来跟随神。
If you are willing to come out and follow God,
哎，这个就是教会的出这个定义了。
Then this is the definition of church.
啊，那我们看使徒行传。
So let's turn to Acts.
20:28.
Chapter 20:28.
使徒20:28.
Acts chapter 20:28.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。就是他用自己的血所买来的。哇，这一节圣经就是使徒对教会的定义。
So this verse is what the apostles defined the church as.
啊，教会的定义是什么？
What is the definition of church?
啊，首先你有圣灵。
First, you must have the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵就没有教会。
If there's no Holy Spirit, there's no church.
圣灵的教会是圣灵亲自开始的，圣灵建立的。
Because the church is established by the Holy Spirit itself and started by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
So, Holy Spirit.
再来，这是有一群教会的带领者，这是使徒啊、监督啊这些牧羊人啊。
Then second, there needs to be the leaders of the church, that is the apostles, the overseers, the shepherds.
是圣灵差遣他们啊。再来第三批就是神的众羊啊。
And these workers are sent by God, and then the third group of people are the sheep of the Lord.
他们其实整体来说都是神的羊。
Because all these flock is, they are all sheep of the Lord.
都是圣灵在带领。
And they're all guided by the Holy Spirit.
但是不是每一个人都是属于神的教会啊？
But not every church belongs to the church.
这里特别要讲一，特别要讲一点。
So here we want to emphasize one point.
神的教会是用神自己的血所买来的。
The church of God was purchased with his blood.
不是说哦，我觉得我是教会，我就是个教会。
It is not that I think I'm a church, then I am a church.
或者我去开一个教会，我就是教会。
Or I start a church, then I am the church.
这个教会的关键就是要有神的宝血。
The key of the church is to have the precious blood of God.
没有神的宝血就没有洁净。
Because without the precious blood of God, there is no cleanliness.
啊，如果这个教会没有圣灵，也没有神的血。
And if there's no Holy Spirit, God, then there's also no blood of God.
所以关键就是宝血，就是圣灵。
So the key is this precious blood of God and also the Holy Spirit.
还有特别这里记载啊，大家看清楚一点啊，这也不是说耶稣的血，通常我们是说是耶稣的血啊。
And so here, let's look very carefully at this recording. Here it does not say the blood of Jesus.
但是这里是说了是神自己的血啊。
Here he says it's his own blood, the blood of God.
很特别哦，为什么会这样讲神的血？神是灵的，怎么会有血呢？
This is very special because God is the Spirit. How could God have blood?
其实很简单。
It's actually very simple.
使徒就是相信在永恒里面神是一，神是独一的。
Because the apostles believe that in eternity God is one and He is the only one.
这个神为了要救人，来到世上成为一个人，就是耶稣。
So this one and only God, in order to save all mankind, He came down to earth and become man, Jesus.
看起来一个是爸爸天父，一个是儿子，好像不一样。
It seems like on the surface that one's the Father, one's the Son. It seems like it's different.
其实在灵里面都是一个。
But in spirit, it's united as one.
所以你说耶稣的血其实也是神自己的血。
So the blood of Jesus is also God's blood.
就是独一神观。
So this is the concept of one true God.
所以要有神的血，要有耶稣的血，教会才得以建立。
Therefore, a church needs to be established with the blood of God, with the blood of Jesus.
好，那我们来看看那使徒时代那个时候的教会有什么特点。
So let's look at what are the character characteristics of the church in the apostolic time.
他们是跟主耶稣基督这个真葡萄树是连接的。
They are connected to Jesus, this true vine.
所以既然耶稣他说我是真的, 那连着他身上的也是真的了。
So since Jesus said, I am true, so all those that are connected to the truth is our true as well.
所以我们可以非常肯定,使徒时代的教会就是得救的真教会。
So we can be very sure that the church in the apostolic times is a church with salvation and the true church.
那为什么是他们是得救的真教会呢?
Why are they the true church that has salvation?
第一点。
First point.
那么当时的使徒教会啊, 确确实实被圣灵建立的。
Because at that time, the apostolic church were indeed established by the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵就没有使徒的教会。
Without the Holy Spirit, there wouldn't be the apostolic church.
我们看使徒行传一章八节。
Please turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒一章八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。 但圣灵降临在你们身上, 你们就必得着能力, 并要在耶路撒冷, 犹太全地, 和撒玛利亚, 直到地极, 做我的见证。 本来12门徒, 还有其他的门徒, 他们在耶稣钉十字架之后, 都很胆小, 都躲起来。
Originally, the 12 disciples and all the other believers, they were very weak and they were very afraid. When Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, they hide.
还有很多道理, 他们都听不懂。
And there are many truths that they could not understand.
又没胆, 又不懂道理, 怎么样传福音?
And they did not have courage, and they also did not understand the truth, so how can they go out and preach the gospel?
还有外面的社会, 这个政治的力量, 都是攻击基督教的, 把基督教看成是一种邪教, 一种异端。
And also at that time, externally, the society was persecuting the Christians, and they see them as heresy at that time.
连耶稣都被钉十字架了。
Even Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
那谁敢相信?
So who dared to believe?
谁敢去传?
Who dared to preach the gospel?
那你不用担心, 圣灵, 耶稣说, 圣灵来了, 他们就有这种能力。
But do not worry, because when the Holy Spirit descends on them, they receive such power.
不会害怕。
They will no longer be afraid.
还有了他们可以做见证。
And also they can bear testimony.
那还有了可以行神迹奇事。
And there are people who can perform miracles and wonders.
自自人人, 有人体验, 就会有人相信。
And so there are people who experience, then there will people who believe.
所以这个教会啊, 一定要讲圣灵。 如果你去一个教会, 听福音, 讲到最后, 根本都没有讲圣灵的, 那这个教会不是, 绝对不是属灵的真教会。
So the church must talk about the Holy Spirit. If you go to a church and they never mention about Holy Spirit, then this is not a spiritual church.
他只是说啊, 信耶稣, 耶稣给你平安啊, 祝福你啊。 让你健康一点啊,
because all they could talk, sometimes all they talk about is believing Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus will give you peace and he will make you prosperous and he will be wealthy.
不是追求圣灵的,
and they are not pursuing after the Holy Spirit and do not submit to the Holy Spirit. Then you do not need to waste your time there.
但是使徒教会就是圣灵开始。
But the apostolic church is what started by the Holy Spirit.
但是今天很多教会也说,我们也有圣灵啊,我们信的时候就有圣灵啊。
And there are many churches today that would say, though, that we also have Holy Spirit. When we believe, we automatically have the Holy Spirit.
牧师告诉我,早就有圣灵了。
And the preacher told me that I have the Holy Spirit long ago.
我们看使徒二章第三节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2 verse 3.
使徒二章三节。
Chapter 2 verse 3.
一二三。
Together.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。这就是五旬节的那一天。So
that was on the day of the Pentecost.
圣灵降临。And
the Holy Spirit descended on them.
因为耶稣说圣灵一定会降临的，你们要等。
Because Lord Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you must wait.
结果他们在等待的时候,真的,五旬节那一天,圣灵就来了。
And so as they were waiting, and truly, on the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended on them.
有什么现象?
And what are the phenomena that were observed?
第四节讲得很清楚了。
Verse 4, it says very clearly.
他们就开始 speaking in other tongue, 就是说出灵言啊。
So verse 4, it records that they start to speak in other tongues.
中文这个和合本翻译是100年前翻的,这一部分,这一句话是犯错的,不是别国的话,没有国这个字。
In Chinese translation, because it was translated a long time ago, that it was not translated correctly. It says it's other languages of the other countries, that's not correct.
下一页,这有另外一个原文中文直接翻译版本,这是说,英文不用翻了,开始说别的方言,或者是舌头啊,就speaking in tongue跟英文一样,跟原文一样。
So So here it tells us.
圣灵降临，舌头会发出一种声音，不是人自己学的。
When the Holy Spirit come upon them, the tongue will make certain kind of sounds. That is not something that we learn on our own.
是圣灵降临，他们舌头自己跳动，发出一些舌音。
But rather, the Holy Spirit come upon them, and their tongue rolls on their own, and they make some sounds.
圣灵让他们自己去发表的。
That is the Holy Spirit compel them to speak in that tongue.
人听不懂。
And the man cannot understand.
因为是属灵的语言。
Because it's a spiritual language.
但如果神打开你的耳朵，你就听得懂。
But if God opens your ear, then you will be able to understand.
感谢主，第二个晚上我们有慕道者得圣灵。
And thank God that on the second night we have a true seeker that received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵下来，哇，那舌头，他说跳动得很快。
And when the Holy Spirit came upon her, and her tongue was rolling very smoothly.
让她体验到，哎，神的灵真的在这里，神真的是存在的。
And she truly experienced that God's Spirit is here with the church, and God truly exists.
所以，如果你去一个教会，根本没有在追求圣灵，也没有叫你要祷告求圣灵。
So if you go to a church, the church does not pursue after the Holy Spirit and never teach you to pray for the Holy Spirit.
或是他们所谓的圣灵跟舌头跳动跟舌音不一样。
Or their Holy Spirit is in a different form that they do not speak in tongue.
哎，那就跟使徒不一样了，那个灵就不一样了。
Then they are different from the apostolic times. Then that spirit is not the same.
所以你要找一个属灵的真教会，要跟使徒一样，就跟他们祷告要一样。
So if you want to find a spiritual church that is the same as the apostolic church, then this church must have the same prayer as the apostles.
要有圣灵，要追求圣灵。
There must be Holy Spirit. You must pursue after the Holy Spirit.
但是有人就说了，今天很多教会都在追求圣灵。
So some people would say that there are a lot of churches that go after the Holy Spirit.
我们教会也有方言啊。
And our church also speak in tongue.
哇，我们也会跟你跳动舌头，跟你们一样啊。
And when we pray, we also our tongue also roll is just exactly the same as you.
那你就要再看使徒时代的教会有另外一个特点。
Then you will have to look at the second characteristic of the apostolic church.
就是要有完完全全全备的真理。
That is, the church must have the complete truth.
因为使徒时代所传的，就是 100% 原汁原味的，完完全全没有更改过的最原始的真理。
Because in the apostolic time, what they preach is 100% truth in its original form, was never altered.
因为这十二个使徒还有保罗，他们都是亲自被耶稣启示，或是跟过耶稣，圣灵教导他们要怎么传的。
Because these apostles and Paul, they have heard from Jesus preaching personally, or they were inspired by Jesus. By the Holy Spirit.
我们看提摩太前书三章十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎么行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基啊。保罗说，教会最重要的是什么？
Paul says here, what is the most important thing of a church?
不是里面的有没有什么议员啊、医生啊、有钱人啊，那个一点不重要。
It's not that if the church has senators or any government officials or doctors.
也不是说哦，教会用大理石、金碧辉煌、非常的大，那个也不重要。
And it's not to say that church must be built with luxury materials, the marbles and the golds, and those are not important at all.
你去教会看什么？
When you go to church, what do you look for?
你去欧洲，很多教堂都很漂亮。
If you go to Europe, many of the cathedrals are very grand.
有一些教堂还用了100年的时间去盖。
And some churches they even spend like 100 years to build a church.
在西班牙，巴塞隆拿有一个最新的教堂，盖了差不多100年。
Like in Barcelona, in Spain, there's a church that has beenin construction for 100 years.
很多游客要去看，去打卡。
Many tourists will go visit the church.
如果你去意大利，一定去梵蒂冈，要看圣彼得堡大教堂。哇，那个也是很大很漂亮。
If you go to Italy, of course you will visit the Vatican and you will visit the St. Peter Cathedral.
哇，那些柱子都很大的。
And it's a very grand church and all the pillars are huge.
我是没去过了，希望有机会可以去。
I've never been, but of course I hope one day I can visit.
但是保罗说那些东西不重要。
But Paul says those things are not important at all.
神的教会，永生神的教会最重要，因为它是真理的柱子跟根基。
And the true church is important because it is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
一个教会甚至可以没有会堂，它还是教会。
A church doesn't even need to be have a chapel to be the church.
只要有人就可以了，有神同在，有圣灵就是教会了。
As long as there's people and the abundance of God and the Holy Spirit, it is the church.
它可以没钱。
It doesn't need to have good finances.
它可以没教堂。
It does not need to have a chapel, physical building.
甚至它可以没有什么特别的人才。
It doesn't even need to have talented people.
但是它不能没有一样东西。
But it cannot lack this one thing.
不可以没有真理。
It cannot lack the truth.
你想想看，这个建筑物如果柱子倒了，我们这个柱子连屋顶了，柱子倒了，我们也被压死了。
So if you can imagine this, if that the supporting pillars of this building fell apart, then it will crush on us. We will die.
教堂的根基倒了，那个水泥根基倒了，教堂也往一边倒了。
And if the foundation of the church, the concrete foundation, fell apart, the church will fall apart as well.
所以教会可以什么都没有，但是不能没有真理。
So the church can have nothing, but it cannot lack the truth.
只要一个教会有圣灵。真的有圣灵。
As long as the church have the Holy Spirit,
它自自然然一定会有真理。
Then naturally this church will have the truth.
我们看约翰福音十六章十二节。
Please turn to John chapter 16.
约翰十六章十二节到十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 12 to 13.
约翰福音十六章十二节。
John chapter 16 verse 12.
我们一起读。
Read together.
三，我还有好些事要告诉你们。但你们现在担当不了，十三节。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。主耶稣这里说，我有很多东西要告诉你们，就是这些门徒。
Lord Jesus, here he says, I have many things to share with you, and these are the disciples.
但是你们现在接受不了。
But now you cannot accept.
为什么接受不了呢？
And why can they not bear it?
因为还没有领受圣灵。
Because they have not received the Holy Spirit.
所以没有圣灵要了解神的真理，非常困难。
So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, it will be very difficult to understand the truth of God.
尤其是跟那些得救有关系的那些奥秘。
Especially the mystery that relates to salvation.
但是耶稣说不用担心，当真理的圣灵来了。
But Lord Jesus said, "Do not worry when the Spirit of Truth comes."
什么叫做真理的圣灵？
What is the Spirit of Truth?
意思就是说，圣灵就是真理，真理就是圣灵，一样的东西。
That is to say, the Spirit is truth. The truth is the Spirit. They are the same thing.
你有了圣灵，你自然就有领受了真理。
You, when you have the Spirit, then naturally you will have the truth.
你不会偏差的。
You will not deviate.
如果没有圣灵，你自己去想，你自己去解释，那就会偏差。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, then you think on your own and you find explanations on your own, then you will deviate from the truth.
所以使徒时代，因为他们领受了圣灵，所传的福音是完备的。
So in the apostolic times, because they received the Holy Spirit, so the gospel they preach is complete.
好了，那你可能说了，哎呀，我也想要找信仰，但是现在教会那么多。
So you might say that I also want to find my faith, but there are so many churches out there.
有不同的语言的教会，也有不同的地方，有不同的这种教派。
There are churches that speak different languages, and they're in different locations, and they're different denominations.
大家都说来来来。
And everybody says, come.
那我去了，我要怎么看？
So when I go, how can I discern?
或者是你今天来了，你要怎么判断？
So when you come here today, how can you decide?
很简单。
It's very simple.
如果你真的是想要找一个真教会，
If you truly want to find the true church,
你自己要看圣经，
and you have to read the Bible.
你要打开圣经，
you have to open the Bible.
听听看，你所听到的跟圣经所讲的是不是一致？
And you listen carefully to see what you receive. Is it the same as what's recorded in the Bible?
再说清楚一点，就是说这个教会所传的跟使徒时代传的是不是一样？
To be very clear that you have to discern whether this church, what they preach, is the same as what was preached in the apostolic times.
如果不一样，
if it's different,
它不是属灵的真教会，
then this is not a spiritual true church.
它是一个顶多就是一个人好人聚在一起的团体啊，都在拜耶稣。
Then the most that this church could be is a group of good people that gather together and they worship Jesus.
但是它的真理的根基已经不在了。
But the foundation of the truth is no longer with them.
那你再去进去里面，你得救就有问题，有疑问。
When you enter this kind of church, then your salvation is in question.
因为人的时间有限啊。
Because as humans, our time is limited.
你把时间放在里面，但是如果里面没有真理。
If you invest time in this church, and there is no truth in that church.
如果圣灵不在里面。
And the Holy Spirit is not in that church.
那你想得到最重要的东西，里面就没有啊。
Then what is that most important thing that you would like to have is not within that.
有人就说了。
Some people say.
真的吗？ 只能够有一个真教会吗？
Some people would say, is it true that there can only be one true church?
因为有人说了， 这个成语都有讲啊， 条条大路通罗马。
Because they're saying that all paths lead to Rome.
啊， 应该大家都是用同一本圣经。
So everybody refers to the same Bible.
啊， 真的有独一性吗？
Is there really this oneness?
我们看圣经怎么讲。
Let's refer to the Bible.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
4章4到第6节。
Chapter 4, verse 4 to 6.
以弗所书4章4到6节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6.
解读。
Let's read together.
身体只有一个， 圣灵只有一个， 正如你们蒙召， 同有一个指望。 5节。 一主， 一信， 一席， 第6节。
6.
一神， 就是众人的父， 超乎众人之上， 关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这里就直接把条条大道通罗马的观念拆掉了。Here
is destroyed this concept of all paths leads to Rome.
没有错，在世上的东西是相对的，没有绝对。It
is true that in this world everything is relative. There's no absolute.
很多方法，不同的方法可以达到同样的目标。There
are many methods that can receive arrive at the same goal.
但是救恩，属灵的奥秘，你要得救，没有条条大路通罗马这件事情。
But salvation, this spiritual mystery, if you want to be saved, there is no such thing as all paths.
除非你把这个以弗所书丢掉，不要看这一段。Unless
you throw away this book of Ephesians and do not read this passage.
保罗就讲了，信仰上，如果你要得救，你数一数啊，总共有七个一啊，七个一啊。So
here, when Paul stated here, if you count it, there are seven ones mentioned.
那第一个一就讲身体就只有一个了。So
here, the first one is that there is one body.
这个不是你的身体，不是我的身体。This
is not your body or my body.
是基督耶稣的身体。That
is the body of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督只有一个身体。Jesus
Christ only has one body.
在得救，在救恩的奥秘里面，他只有一个教会。
In the mystery of salvation, he will only have one church.
但是他是超过时空的。
But he transcends all.
就是神把他呼叫出来，得救的人，出来的人就是真教会。
That is all those who are called by God and gathered together, that is the true church.
包括旧约的圣徒。
And that includes the saints in the Old Testament.
包括使徒时代那一段时间，完完全全有得救真理的教会。
And that includes in the apostolic times the church that had the complete truth.
还有以后传同一个道理、有同一张圣灵的这个团体。
And it also includes that later on the group that also preached the same Holy Spirit and has the same truth.
在灵里面，他们是独一的真教会。
In the spirit is the one true church.
所以你今天如果要在 2026年这个末世的时候，要真的是对得救有绝对的把握。
So if today in 2026 at this end time, if you want to be sure of your salvation,
时间虽然改变，空间虽然改变，
though time and space has changed,
真理没改变，
the truth is the same,
圣灵没改变，
the Holy Spirit has not changed.
找到一个教会，就是跟使徒他们是同一个教会，灵里面是合一的。
So you want to find this church that is the same church as the apostolic church and unite in one in the spirit.
那你就很安心了。
Then you can take heart.
那这个教会在哪里？
So where is this church?
其实主耶稣在世上的时候有一个预言。
So there was a prophecy by Jesus when he was on earth.
我们看下一段，下一段，主耶稣在世上的时候已经预言了，不久之后连使徒时代教会都会变质。When
Lord Jesus was on earth, he predicted not long later even the apostolic church will become corrupt.
主耶稣就是神啊，他看到未来啊。
Because Lord Jesus is God, he was able to foresee the future.
那个时候教会都还没开始，那圣灵五旬节都还没有下来。At
that time, the church was not even established. The Pentecost was, the Holy Spirit has not descended yet.
主耶稣已经预言了，很快会变质。But
Lord Jesus has already predicted that the church will be corrupted very quickly.
真的吗？ 主耶稣有这样讲吗？
Is it true, Lord Jesus said that?
我们看马太13章33节。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 33.
马太福音13章的33节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 33.
一起读。
Let's read together.
他又对他们讲个比喻说，天国好像面酵，有富人拿来，藏在三斗面里，直到全团都发起来。如果没有查考过约翰福马太十三章的话。
If we study Matthew chapter 13,
就是一连串的比喻。
And there is a series of parables.
这叫天国的比喻。
And so now there's a parable of the kingdom of heaven.
这也不是指以后那个很远那个死了之后去那个天国，不是讲那个地方。
This is not referring to this heaven that's far away, that where we go after we pass away.
天国就是神的国在地上，就是教会。
The kingdom of heaven, which is the kingdom of God on earth, is the church.
所以说预言呢，他的教会啊，一直发展会遇到什么的事情
？So Lord Jesus here, he prophesies that when the church progresses, what are the things that would be encountered?
一般外教会的解经家说，哦，这里说啊，教会会发展哦，会发得很大，哇，会很好啊。
And so the other theologians of other denominations, they would interpret this as the church will progress and they will grow bigger.
但我们了解圣经里面也讲到笑发笑这个是好还是不好的。
But we have to understand when in the Bible, when it refers to leaven, is it good or bad?
没有错，你做面粉，今天你在家里做包子啊、馒头啊，一定要发酵嘛。
So it is indeed true when you make dough or for your buns or bread at home, you have to put in yeast.
它变大了。
And it will become bigger.
但是它真的有变多吗？
Did it actually increase in its substance?
但里面就是二氧化碳，二氧化碳 CO2
It did not. It's actually full of CO2.
是废气啊！二氧化碳就是你现在呼吸喷出来的东西，大部分是二氧化碳。
Carbon dioxide is a gas that you exhale when you breathe out.
啊，这是虚胖，好像虚胖，给一些废气出来，怎么会好呢？
So this growth and increase in size is in vain because it's all carbon dioxide.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians
5:6.
Chapter 5, verse 6.
哥林多前书5:6节。
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6.
第二章，你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团都发起来吗？保罗也是这样讲，面笑是不好的，不代表不好的东西。
Here, Paul also said the same thing, that this leaven in the bread is not good. It refers to bad things.
主耶稣自己也讲了，这个面笑，文士法利赛人的笑，就是代表他们的教训是不好的。
And Lord Jesus also said that this leaven comes from the Pharisees, is the east of the Pharisees, and so that means it's bad.
所以主耶稣预言了他的教会，使徒时代教会后面开始会改变，会变质。
So Lord Jesus was predicting that the apostolic time churches will become corrupt later on.
连保罗自己也是这样预言。And
even Paul has given this prophecy himself.
加拉太书1:6节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
这时使徒都还没有死啊。
At that time the apostles were still alive.
但是已经开始变质了。
But the church already started to change.
我们看加拉太1:6节。
Turn to Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
一二三,
Read together.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。保罗都还没死，刚刚传完福音给加拉太人。
Paul has not even passed away. He just finished preaching to the Galatians.
才走了没几个月。
He just left for a couple months already.
他们就被一些人传一些更改过的道理影响。
And the believers at the Galatian church already was influenced by people preaching other things.
好像那个柱子啊，把它弄歪了，根基给它戳坏了。
It's just like the pillar has become crooked and the foundation were destroyed.
因为魔鬼很厉害。
Because the Satan is very cunning.
他知道他要破坏神的救恩，不用杀掉每一个基督徒。
He knows that in order to destroy salvation, he does not need to kill all the Christians.
因为基督徒啊，你越杀他，越逼迫他，他的信心就越坚定。
Because the Satan knows that for Christians, the more you persecute them, the more you want to try to kill them, that they're more firm in their faith.
逼迫是没有太大的用。
So persecution does not have very much effect.
越逼迫，基督教越发展。
The more the Christians are persecuted, the more Christianity prospers.
生活越舒服，大家越打瞌睡。
But then if life is more comfortable, then people doze off.
吃饱饱，不想去聚会。
And because they're so filled in their stomach, they don't want to come to church.
就算来了，也是懒懒散散的。
And even if they come to church, they are also very lazy.
但是被逼迫了，哇，没得聚会啊，很珍惜聚会啊。
But then if there's persecution and you cannot gather legally to have a service, then you actually see it as a very precious opportunity.
所以魔鬼知道要拆掉教会，不用拆每一个人了，拆掉那个柱子跟根基，做点手脚就可以了。
So Satan knows that in order to destroy the true church, does not need to destroy everybody, it just has to destroy the pillar and the foundation.
Next slide. 在使徒差不多全部的使徒
And after all the apostles has passed away,
教会进入第二个一百年。
And the church has entered into the second century of the church history.
教会面对很多外面的哲学思想啊，人的想法啊。
And they, the church,
其他的宗教啊。
The church is facing a lot of the philosophical thinkings and the thinking of all men and other religions.
道理就慢慢的被改变。
And the truth was slowly changed.
啊，然后呢，圣灵就慢慢的离开了
教会了。And the Holy Spirit left.Then the Holy Spirit gradually departs from the church.
这个你再看外面教会的历史，他们不会这样写。
Of course, if you look at the history of the other churches, they will not write it this way.
但是事实就是这样。
But that is indeed the truth.
我们先来看第一个例子。
Let's look at the first example.
进入第二个世纪。
When we enter into the second century.
你怎么知道教会慢慢改变呢？
How do we know that the church gradually was changing?
他们开始慢慢没有看重求圣灵。
And because slowly they do not emphasize on pursuing the Holy Spirit.
使徒时代一开始就是圣灵开始的，用求圣灵开始，受方言开始的。
At the start of the apostolic times, it was started by the Holy Spirit. It started by pursuing the Holy Spirit.
当一个教会慢慢开始不看重圣灵。
And when the church started to de-emphasize Holy Spirit.
他觉得不一定要求圣灵，求得那么辛苦。
They feel that we don't need to try so hard to pray for the Holy Spirit.
或是觉得说得圣灵也不一定要说方言啊。
Or do you think that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you don't necessarily have to speak in tongues?
那别的表现也可以有圣灵啊。
And then there are other expressions of the Holy Spirit.
哎，当你这种观念改变的时候
，And when you start to have this kind of changing concept,
你不求，你不看重，圣灵就慢慢就离开。
You do not ask for, you do not see the importance of it, then Holy Spirit will slowly depart.
真的，今天有一些教会很软弱。
Truly, there are a lot of churches that are very weak.
很多信徒没有圣灵的，我是真耶稣教会，有些地方不求圣灵的。不看重求圣灵的，甚至有一些慢慢摇摆的。
Many members do not have the Holy Spirit. Even in True Jesus Church, there are churches that do not emphasize the Holy Spirit, and the members do not pray for the Holy Spirit, and they are start to waver in their faith.
有时候我们去到开拓区，就是有一些软弱的教会。
And so when we go to pioneer areas, there are some churches that are weak.
怎么到了这个教会，大部分的信徒都没有圣灵？
When I come to this church, most of the members do not have the Holy Spirit.
哦，原来带领者哦自己摇摆了。哎呀，这得圣灵不一定要说方言。
And why is that? It's because the leader was wavering himself.
不用求得那么辛苦。
And the leader believes that, oh, believing in Jesus does not necessarily mean you have to have the Holy Spirit.
你不求，你不相信，圣灵就慢慢少降临。
And you don't ask for it, you do not believe for it. And you do not believe in it, the Holy Spirit will depart.
所以我们去那边就是重新求圣灵，悔改，求圣灵大大降临。
So when we go there, we will re-emphasize the importance of asking for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit come upon them.
那第二世纪的时候就有这种情况。
And so in the second century, there is that kind of situation.
但是使徒都已经死光了，没人再教导他们了。
But the apostles, they already all passed away. There's nobody to teach them.
所以他们就不看重。
So they do not see the importance of the Holy Spirit.
那到底大概圣灵什么时候已经差不多可以说是没有呢？
So when we can say that the Holy Spirit, we can say that there, it doesn't exist anymore.
已经没有人怎么在追求方言的呢？
When is it that most people do not sought after speaking tongue?
大概在第二世纪的中叶，大概154年之后左右。
It's approximately in mid second century, around AD 154.
为什么我们知道呢？
Why do we know?
因为那个时候有人出来说，我们应该要求方言，求圣灵充满，求圣灵的恩赐。
Because at that time there's someone that came out and says we should pray for the Holy Spirit, we should ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
就像使徒时代一样。
Just like the same time as the apostolic times.
这个人叫蒙天呢，他跟几个人发起一个运动。
So this is the Montanism movement.
他们追求要说灵言。
And so they pursue after speaking the in tongue.
当然，他们所领受的灵或者他们所讲的东西不一定是对的。
Of course, the spirit they receive or what they preach might not necessarily be correct.
但是有一部分是对的，他们要追求，要跟使徒时代一样说方言。
But there's one thing that was correct that they were pursuing after to be the same as the apostolic times and speaking in tongues.
但是那个时候教会就不同意。
But at that time, the church did not agree.
根本就觉得说这个没有必要。
And the church thought that this is not necessary.
你们这些人在讲什么？
What are you talking about?
所以在可以差不多这样讲，在第二世纪的中叶左右，当时的所谓的教会啊，已经没有太多这个得圣灵说方言的现象。
So we can safely say that in the mid-second century, probably at that time, there is no sign of tongue and receiving of Holy Spirit.
或者很少人在追求圣灵。
or that very few people were seeking after the Holy Spirit.
教会也不支持这件事情。
And the church also not supportive of seeking after the Holy Spirit.
这是改变了，真理的根基被改变了。
Then this means that the foundation of the truth has been changed.
好，另外一个例子也是很重要。
Second example that's also very important.
哇，这一部分呢，就改得更厉害了。
And this is even a bigger change.
这是神观的改变。
That is the concept of Godhead got changed.
什么叫神观呢？
What is Godhead?
这是你怎么认识这个神？这个神到底怎么形容他？
That is how do you see this God? How do you know this God? How do you describe this God?
当圣灵离开了教会之后， 慢慢离开教会之后，
when the Holy Spirit leaves the church，
那你没有圣灵的带领， 你对真理的看法就会慢慢偏离。
Then without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then your view of the truth will start to gradually deviate.
就说你没有指南针了， 你没有GPS了， 你自己乱飞， 肯定会慢慢偏离航道。
Just like if you don't have a compass and you don't have a GPS and you just fly on your own, then of course you will deviate from the path.
好，那旧约的神观是什么的神观？
So what is this concept of Godhead in the Old Testament time?
使徒时代的神观是什么神观？
What is the concept of Godhead in the apostolic time?
使徒时代 还有旧约的百姓，他们认识神都是神是独一的。
In the Old Testament time and also in the Apostolic time, their concept of Godhead is that God is one, one and only.
我们看《生命记》第六章第四节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
生命记六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。 以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主啊。英文这边跟原文就更接近，这里说要听以色列啊，我们的神是一。So
the English translation is closer to the original context. It says here, "Hear, O Israel, our Lord, our God, the Lord is one."
那个旧约的时代，耶稣还没有降临，圣灵还没有降临，所以独一神观很简单，他们也是这样相信。
In the Old Testament times, the Lord Jesus has not came to earth, and the Holy Spirit has not descended. So it's very simple for them. They just believe this way.
好了，新约时代来了，耶稣降生了。
But now come to the New Testament time, and Jesus came to earth.
又上天了，又降下圣灵。
And then he ascended to heaven, and he sent down the Holy Spirit.
好像有三个。
And now it seems like there are three.
但是使徒他们也没有改变神观。
But the apostles did not change the concept of God.
我们看以弗所书四章六节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
以弗所书四章的六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
我们一起读啊。Let's
read together.
一二三。 一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。你看，这就是使徒时代真理的根基跟柱石。
So we can see that this is the pillar and the foundation of the truth in the apostles.
最重要的道理就是独一神观。
The most important truth is one true God.
就像你这个房子的根基啊，最重要那一块你拿走了，其他东西就慢慢会倒塌。
Just like the foundation of a building, if you take away one piece, it will slowly crumble.
所以使徒时代相信的神也只有一个。
So in the apostolic times, they believe there is only one God.
那你怎么解释说又有耶稣圣子又有圣灵啊？怎么解释？
Then how do you explain that there's Jesus, there's the Son of God, there's the Holy Spirit?
不用解释太多。
You don't need to explain too much.
永恒里面，这就是一个神，神是一。
In eternity, it's just one God. God is one.
永恒里面是一啊。
In eternity, it's one.
但是因为救赎的需要。
But because the need of salvation.
因为人需要救恩，神预备了救恩。
Because mankind needs salvation, and God has prepared salvation.
哦，也有时间跟空间。
So there is also time and space.
那神就要来到世上。
So God will have to come to the world.
所以本来他是众人的父在天上。
So originally, God is the Father of all in heaven.
Above all, 在众人之上。
Is above all.
但是来到世上，成为子，就在我们中间呢。
So then it come to this world and become the Son, then it's through all.
2000年前走在耶路撒冷，走在哥哥他，这个就是子。
2000 years ago, the Son was walking in Jerusalem.
但是钉十字架了，升天了，降下圣灵。
But then he was crucified on the cross, and he ascended into heaven, and he sent down the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵就住在我们的里面。
And now today, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以看起来好像哇三个。
So on the surface, it might seem there's three entities.
其实有永恒里面只有一个。
But in eternity, there's only one.
永恒里面是一。
In eternity is one.
那其他的就不用多解释了，你越解就会越乱了。
Then we don't need to explain so much of the other things because the more you explain, the more it becomes confusing.
就是相信神是独一的就可以了。
You just believe that God is one and only. That's it.
神的名字，独一真神的名字就是耶稣。
And this name of the one true God is Jesus.
这是使徒时代所相信的。
This is what was believed in the apostolic times.
所以他们洗礼也是奉主耶稣的圣名。
So when they conduct baptism, they also baptize in the name of Lord Jesus.
好了，那现在问题来了。
So now the question comes.
那后来怎么慢慢的改变呢？
So how come it started to change gradually?
下一页啊，page 27 啊，第一个尝试改变的独一神观的叫做特土良。
And so the first person who started to change this concept of one true God is Tertullian.
就进入第二个世纪哦，记不记得我们刚才说圣灵差不多完全离开教会了，大概就是第二世纪中叶。那特土良呢，他是155年出生。
And so this is in the, remember we talk about entering into the second century, and this Tertullian, he was born around 155 AD.
他是个神学家，他在研究圣经。He
is a theologian and he studied the Bible.
他想要把这个父跟子跟圣灵啊研究得更透彻，到底他们的关系是什么？
So he wanted to have a deeper understanding of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and what are the connections among all of them.
研究那么多干嘛？ 圣经说一就是一了，那不要再研究。
But why you study so hard into these? The Bible says it's one, it's one. Then you don't need to study further.
他有哲学的背景。
Because he has philosophical background.
所以他是第一个尝试用位格 substantia，substance的人来形容父子圣灵。
So he's the first person that is using this concept of substantia as a substance to describe the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
中文把它放在位格，后来变成 person 啊。
And so it originally was substance, and later on it becomes personas, persons.
他就说了，这个在永恒里面应该可以把神分成三个位格。
So then he said, in eternity, you can probably divide God into these three personas.
小心哦，位格这个字 ，substance 这个字，从来没有在圣经出现过。
But you have to be very careful because this word substantia was never in the Bible.
圣经从来没有把神分成三个位格，没有一节圣经有这样讲。
The Bible has never divided God into three substances or three persons.
永恒是一，但是因为救赎的需要，分成三个显现，三个工作。
In eternity is one, but for the sake of salvation, it comes in the form of three.
但是他就把它推到永恒里面也是三一，也是三个位格。
So it comes in three as a division of jobs, but now this Tertullian has pushed the concept further and pushed this concept of three into eternity.
说实在，在他刚推出这个想法的时候啊，其实。 教会里面并不是太接受，不是每一个人都接受。
When he first raised this concept, the church did not accept.
因为这个是新的东西。Because
this is a new concept.
因为我们圣经没有讲，使徒也没有讲，那是他发明的。Because
the Bible never recorded this, and the apostles never preached this. He invented this.
但是，一样东西，只要有人可以一直讲，一直讲，一直研究。
But one thing, as long as there are people who continue to study it and he continues to preach it,
教会越来越深，根深蒂固了。And
it will become further and further rooted in people's mind.
还有了，当时的教会啊，也遇到一些异端了。Next line 啊。And
also at that church, they at that time the churches were facing some heresies.
进到第三世纪。And
they were entering into the third century.
当时的教会啊，遇到一些异端。
And at that time, the church has faced some heresies.
这个异端呢，最主要的就是否定耶稣基督的神性。
And that heresy was to deny the divinity of Jesus.
这个亚楼主义，Arianism。
And so it was Arianism.
这种异端就是说，耶稣他是神的儿子吗？他就不是神。
And so this heresy was questioning, is Jesus the, if Jesus is Son of God, then he is not God.
这个是异端。
So that is heresy.
所以当时的教会为了打这个异端。
So the church at that time, in order to attack the heresy.
所以他就要把这个三位一体的这个观念呢，再把它巩固起来。
So they have to strengthen this concept of Trinity.
后来大家都接受了这个道理。
So later on, the people start to accept this Trinity.
所以本来这个。 动机是好的，为用三位一体的出现，为了要打异端，这是亚楼主义。
So the original intention of emphasizing Trinity was good because they want to push out the heresy, which is Arianism. Yeah, or so that was the original intention.
他们想要证明耶稣还是神。
They wanted to prove that Jesus is still God.
这是三位一体当中的其中一位。
Because it's Trinity and it's one, Jesus is one of it.
但这里搞出一个位格出来了。 引发后来更多的问题。
But then when you have this concept of the substantia and persona, and it brings out more problems in the future.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为不是圣经的东西啊。
Because.
不是真理的东西啊，后来会引起分裂。
Because things that are not originated from the Bible will cause divisions later.
后来真的教会就大分裂了。
So indeed, the church had a great division later on.
这个是去到1054年左右。
So this comes to.
Slide 38.
So when man uses their will to explain the Bible, then it kind of buries the seed of division in the mind.
因为这个三位一体的观念根本不是圣经来的。
Because this concept of Trinity does not come from the Bible.
在三位一体之下，也没有用，也把用耶稣基督的名洗礼的这个道理取消掉。
So under the concept of Trinity, then they also took away the baptism in the name of Lord Jesus.
好，教会越来越长大。
And the church grew.
那个时候，基督教已经变成罗马的国教。
And so at that time, Christianity has become the national religion of the Roman Empire.
从北边的非洲,
and so it starts from the north of Africa.
西欧还有东欧、中亚的地方都是基督教的版图了。
Western and Eastern Europe and Middle Asia are all covered by Christianity beliefs.
但是他们后来就吵架了。But
later on, they have division.
本来东边跟西边想法要差很远，又隔那么远。
Originally, the East and the West, they have different concepts, and they also are very far apart in their locations.
但是他们为了怎么样解释三位一体的事情也吵架。
So then they start to have arguments on how to explain the concept of Trinity.
他们不认同怎么讲。
So they do not have agreement.
所以认为这个事情大分裂。
So because of this, there was a great division.
我们看那个图啊，40页这个图。
And so let's look at slide
39节先啊，39节。 本来他们说好的,
so originally they had agreement.
那么按照三位一体的说法,
and originally by the concept of Trinity.
这个圣灵哪里来呢?
Where does the Holy Spirit come from?
他们这本来是说圣灵应该是从父直接来的。
Originally they say the Holy Spirit comes from the Father directly.
但是东边的教会, 但西边的教会的, 他们就改了。
But the Western churches start to change the concept.
他们加了一句,
they added one sentence.
他们加了什么?
What did they add?
他们说这个圣灵啊, 应该是从父跟子一起来。They
say that the Holy Spirit should proceed from the Father and the Son.
哎，他们就吵架了。So
then they have disagreement.
本来没有这一句啊，你加几个字算什么？Originally
there was no this sentence, but then he added a few words.
就是为了这个字 and the Son 这一句加一个字。And
so all this division all comes from and the Son these few extra words.
圣灵谁怎么来的？Where
does the Holy Spirit come from?
本来他们 agree, 本来他们 就是说啊，直接从父来的。
Originally, they were in agreement that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father.
西方的教会就多加了一句，罗马教会加一句说，跟父跟子一起来。
So the Western churches, the Roman Catholics, they added these extra words, says the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son.
所以加一个图啊。
So the next.
过了几百年之后，1054年，他们就因为三位一体的解释，东西方大分裂。
So then a few years later to 1054 AD, and because of the definition for the Holy Spirit, the church is divided into two.
教会分裂了。
And the church divided.
慢慢更走向俗化的情况了。
And they become more and more secular.
还有呢，我们看到很多教会的历史，教会在中世纪变成非常的腐败，传了错误的道理，也做了很多不好的事情。
And we also see a lot of the history of the church. We can see that in the mid-centuries that the church were very corrupted and they have many bad conduct.
42页, page 42啊, 中世纪教会的腐败道理上越来越偏差了。
So we can see that the corruption of the churches in the Middle Ages that they departed from the truth.
被一些外教、被一些异教的风俗影响。
And they were very influenced by a lot of pagan practices.
譬如说。 比如说这个太这个为什么变成 Sunday worship 呢？为了礼拜天呢？
For example, why do they change the Sabbath day to Sunday to worship?
因为本来没有基督教之前，拜异教、拜太阳神的人是在礼拜天拜的。
Because originally, before Christianity was established, that those who are worshippers of the sun god, they worship on Sundays.
所以才叫拜太阳日啊，叫 Sunday 啊。
And that's why this day is named Sunday.
但是基督教就说了，哇，那个时候全罗马都是基督教徒了。
And so then Christian at that time says that the Romans are all Christians now.
整个罗马帝国都是基督徒。
Because the entire Roman Empire are Christians.
不要守安息日。
So they say, well, they don't want to observe the Sabbath day.
不要好像犹太人这样子。
And do not be like the Jews.
哦，我们要跟以前一样，都是礼拜天去走礼拜。
We should follow the tradition, so we're the same as before, and we worship on Sundays.
哎，加了什么很多异教的习俗。
And so they added a lot of the pagan practices.
啊，还有比如说圣诞节也是后来加上去的，本来也是庆祝太阳神生日。
Also, Christmas was also added later because that day originally was celebrating the birth of the sun god.
还有呢，复活节呢，也是异教的风俗呢。
Also, Easter is also pagan practice.
哇，这些东西改了很多。
And so all these things has changed a lot.
道德上也越来越改变了。
And morally, they are more and more corrupt.
哇，中世纪的时候，教会还卖赎罪券。
And in the Middle Ages, the church even sell indulgences.
所以教会就更分裂，越来越分裂了。
And so the church further divides.
所以就看到为什么今天基督教派有那么多宗派，那么多教会。
So this is why we can see that today, in the Christian religion, there are so many different denominations.
但是我们回到今天的主题。
But let's come back to the theme of today.
当我们想要找一个属灵的真教会的时候。
Well, we want to find a spiritual true church.
其实神已经应许。
Actually, God has already promised.
在末世的时候，神要亲自兴起一个教会。
At the end time, God will establish a church.
会传扬福音，完完全全跟使徒时代一样。
And this church will preach the same gospel that was preached us in the apostolic.
领受的圣灵会跟使徒时代一样。
And the Holy Spirit you receive will be the same as the apostolic times.
会把那些不属于圣经的、不属于真理的东西全部拿走。
So all those things that does not belong to the Bible and all the teachings that does not belong to the Bible will be removed.
今天真耶稣教会就是一个完完全全按照圣经传福音的教会。
And today True Jesus Church is a church that preaches exactly according to the Bible.
今天在这里也有圣灵。
And today here there is the Holy Spirit.
所以如果你在对真理真的是有心要追求。
So today if you truly have the heart to pursue for to seek the truth.
欢迎你继续来查考。
We welcome you to come to continue to study.
主耶稣会引导你找到真理，找到圣灵。
Lord Jesus will guide you to find the truth and find the Holy Spirit.
也许我们没有最漂亮的会堂。
Maybe we do not have the most beautiful chapel.
也没有什么大人物在这边。
And we do not have important people in our church.
但是如果你是找真理，
But if you are seeking after the truth,
找圣灵，
And you are seeking the Holy Spirit,
你来对地方，
Then you are at the right place.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And may the Lord bless us.
现在我们要请儿童诗班来献诗。
And now we'll invite the children choir to present.
真无邪的歌声
And we thank the Chosun Choir for presenting such an innocent and beautiful hymns.
主耶稣说，如果我们要进天国，要回转成为小孩那么单纯。
Lord Jesus has said, if we want to enter the heavenly kingdom, we must turn back to be as innocent as the child.
现在我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
174首。
174.
请坐。
Please be seated.
现在我们要来祷告。
Next, we will pray.
人生有很多的困局。
There are many predicaments in our lives.
可能是你的身体出了问题。
Maybe you're physically unwell.
也可能是家庭发生了变故。
Maybe there are some situations at home.
有时候是财务陷入危机。
Sometimes you're in financial problems.
有时候是婚姻遇到困难。
Or your marriage is in trouble.
甚至精神状态受到困扰。
Or mentally you're disturbed.
我们人生离不了大大小小各样的困局。
In our lives, that there are always some kind of predicament, big or small.
每当你遇到困局的时候
，But every time when you are facing a predicament,
就是一个转机。
And this is also a chance of a turning point.
因为在我们脆弱的时候，才让我们知道我们是真的需要神。
Because only when we are weak, then we truly know that we need God.
我们不算得什么。
That we are truly nothing.
但是神愿意张开双手来迎接我们，来投靠他。
But God is welcoming us with His open arms.
那怎么样跟他祷告呢
？So how do we pray to them?
通常我们充满是跪下，代表对神的虔诚。
Usually we'll kneel down to pray to show our sincerity.
如果你脚不方便，坐着也可以。
And so, but if you have some problem with your knees, you can also sit and pray.
闭着眼睛，因为我们用肉体的眼看不见神。
You close your eyes, because using our physical eyes, we're not able to see God.
我们用心里的眼睛去领会，去体会神。
So then we use the eyes of our heart to experience God.
第一句念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And so the first thing we say is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
因为耶稣说，如果我们奉他的名祷告，天父就要垂听我们。
Because Lord Jesus said that if we pray in His name, the Heavenly Father will listen to our prayers.
让我们重复的念，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we'll repeat, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是希伯来文，就是赞美，要赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah is Hebrew, it means praising the Lord.
但是连天使都在赞美神，所以已经不是地上的语言了。
And so even the angels praise the Lord, so this is no longer a language on earth.
就像我们早上所说的，因为圣灵降临就会说出方言灵言。
Just what we have said this morning, because the Holy Spirit descends on us, then we'll speak in tongues.
使徒时代第一天得圣灵就是这样。
And so the first day, during the apostolic times that they received the Holy Spirit, it was like that.
今天真耶稣教会有很多同龄已经得了圣灵。
And so today at True Jesus Church, many of the brethren has received the Holy Spirit.
祷告会开声比较大，又会说灵言，所以比较。你们可能没有听过。
So when they pray, they might be praying louder, and also they speak in tongue. Maybe that's something that you have not heard.
但是你不用担心，我们刚已经翻了圣经给大家看了。
But do not worry, because we have already shown you by flipping through the Bible earlier.
如果你想求圣灵，你可以跟神要。
And if you want to seek the Holy Spirit, you can also ask God.
神可以把他的灵给你。
God can give His Spirit to you.
那你就体验到神的存在。
Then you can experience the existence of God.
有其他的需要，你也可以告诉这位最爱你的神。
And if you have other needs, you can also tell it to this God who loves you most.
只要你用信心去祷告，神就会听你的。
As long as you pray in faith, the Lord will listen to you.
最后我们祷告结束，再按铃，大家说阿门，做一个结束。
Then to end our prayers, we'll ring the bell and we'll say Amen, and it will conclude the prayer.
如果你想要体验圣灵，求灵恩，都可以出到前面来。
And if you want to experience the Holy Spirit or seek spiritual gift, and you can come forward.
我们请圣职人员帮助按手。
And we'll ask the ministers to lay hands.
现在我们大家同心一起祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.